Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
A loss is a loss is a loss in the NFL. There are no moral victories, and the Green Bay Packers are not claiming one. But even in defeat at San Francisco, there were positives for the Packers on opening day.
First off, the defensive front seven came to the fore, containing quarterback Colin Kaepernick. In the playoff game last January, Kaepernick rambled for 181 rushing yards, including a 56-yard touchdown run. Sunday, he had one 15-yard escape, but overall, just 22 yards rushing on seven carries. Six-time 1,000-yard rusher Frank Gore was held to just 2 yards per attempt and 44 yards rushing overall. But as hard as the Packers' defense played, as good as it played against the run, it did not turn the 49ers over. Rendered one-dimensional, Kaepernick and the San Francisco offense took to the air for 404 passing yards and 9 explosive plays of 20 yards or more. Veteran wide receiver Anquan Boldin, 13 receptions, 208 yards and a touchdown. All-pro caliber tight end Vernon Davis, 6 catches, 98 yards and 2 scores. Much of the action came right down the middle against the young Green Bay safeties M.D. Jennings and Jerron McMillan. The secondary missed its leader, Morgan Burnett, who sat out with a hamstring injury. It's hoped he'll be back this week for Washington. Offensively, despite missing most of the preseason, wide receivers Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb were their playmaking selves. Nelson caught 7 passes, 130 yards and a touchdown. Cobb, 7 receptions, 108 yards and a score. Yards after the catch were big for both players. However, the running game failed to produce. An Eddie Lacy fumble deep in Green Bay territory in the second quarter was especially costly, leading to the second San Francisco score of the day. The Packers were able to crack a couple of runs in the second half, but overall, just 63 yards rushing on 19 tries is not going to get it done. Without an effective ground game, quarterback Aaron Rodgers took to the air, but all 4 Green Bay scoring drives took less than 3 minutes apiece, and San Francisco held the football for 17 minutes and 10 seconds longer on the afternoon than the Packers offense.
Coaches believe teams make their biggest improvement in terms of performance from week 1 to week 2. Hopefully that'll be true for the Packers as they host RG3 and the Redskins this Sunday in Lambeau Field. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.